Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In White Shield, North Dakota today. White Shield, North Dakota. I wondered what that name White Shield was all about. It actually is a community name for Chief White Shield. Founded in 1954. This town is not that old. 1954, because there was a town called Elbow Woods, which was inundated by the creation of Lake Sakakawea. And so this town was formed to replace Elbow Woods. It's part of some tragic history for Native Americans, but for sure. And it honors the name White Shield, honors an Arikara chief who was a scout for General George Armstrong Custer. How about that? Community, pretty easy to find off Highway 83. And I encourage folks in Minot and in Bismarck today to just say, I'm going to disrupt the schedule a little bit, and I'm going to take in a Bakken Rocks Cookfest, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I'm going to go see up close what's paying for schools, roads, bridges, water projects, filling the quote-unquote legacy fund that should be called the oil fund, designed for transformational projects, for big things, not temporary things, big things, all oil money. And sitting here in White Shield, North Dakota, a community of somewhere between 200 and 300 people, is $300 million in new infrastructure. I'm not kidding you. You almost can't get your mind wrapped around that. Fred Fox is going to join us on the program today. He represents this district as part of the leadership of him on the Mandan Hidatsa, Arikara Nation, part of leadership there, represents this segment, and have done some incredible things here in White Shield, North Dakota. So we're going to talk with him today. We're going to find out about the latest on ND Leadership, a project led by the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, one of the top lieutenants to Monsignor James Patrick Shea, the president of the University of Mary, will join us along with Gary Therrelson, one of North Dakota's most successful entrepreneurs ever. Forbes magazine called him North Dakota's lone billionaire. I think there's a few more billionaires, but they're kind of below the radar. But nonetheless, Gary is an author and a great entrepreneur, hotel developer, and just an amazing story. So I look forward to updating you on that. This hour, Jim the Flagpole guy is going to stop by a little later on, one of our favorite patriots, with some tales from the road in his travels. But we have time to talk about whatever it is you'd like to talk about. So here's the telephone number to do it. I'll give you the number also to text us if you'd like. So your chance to weigh in on anything, 701-258-0550 is the number to call. 258-0550, okay? You can also text us. Text away at 701-237-1590 to text me. And if you prefer email, you can even do that. Just send me an email, studio@easy-to-remember-what's-on-your-mind-radio. One long word, but an easy word if you know the name of the program. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. How about that? Today's program brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Our broadcast from the Cookfest tours took us to Trenton, North Dakota on Tuesday, to Newtown yesterday at the Four Bears Casino and Marina, where they were slaying fish. Remember, I had some reports while I was on the air, and turned out to be 100% accurate. Last year's fishing derby, total weight, winner was about 13, just shy of 14 pounds, 13.94 or something like that. That was the total weight winner for last year. This year, 22.7, I think it was. So it was a good year. Biggest fish was 8.5 pounds, somewhere in that neighborhood. So pretty incredible day. A lot of fun out there. Best news is just raised a lot of money for Habitat. Mule Deer Foundation, we talked to Marshall Johnson yesterday. One example of that. It was a good day. And the fish are biting. They are. I talked to Larry Dockin, who knows that water better than anybody. He said he came out to do a little pre-fish ahead of the Derby, limited out in an hour. Hour and some change, he had his limit on beautiful Lake Sakakawea. And yesterday was just perfect. So handed out some hardware, handed out some cash, handed out some nice lures with the North Dakota Petroleum Council colors on them. It was a good day. And today we're in White Shield, North Dakota, where, again, I'd encourage folks to come on up between 2 and 4 today. You're gonna hear an education session that is going to tell you about everything you need to know about, briefly, on where this industry's been, more importantly, where it's at now, and most importantly, where it's going. That's what I think is most extraordinary, where this industry is going. Around the curves, hydrogen, carbon capture, carbon utilization. Pretty amazing. You talk to the folks that to live, breathe, eat, and sleep this and get some great information. Facts rather than hyperbole. Facts rather than attacks. And Kathy Nesset's one great example of that. I call her the godmother of the Bakken. She is a motherly, grandmotherly, wicked smart geologist. Just has that great, incredible ability to tell folks exactly what's happening. She's going to deal with the drilling and the geology and the energy of the future today. Justin Kringstad does a great presentation from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority on transporting Bakken crude. And the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms' shop, has an update here. The oil tax overview is really good on just how much money's coming in, how much money's left over, where does it go, how do we spend it, well, how much does education get of it? Jeff Simon and Brent Bogart, Western Dakota Energy Association, do a nice job as well. And also, Ron Nessa, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, is not here, but his team is here. Brady Pelton and those folks have some great information. Information booths as well from all these people. So the education session goes 2 until 4. And then they do the barbecue, the cook-off, the entertainment. And they have information booths. So really you have a good opportunity to one-on-one chat with any of these folks. It's really good. Fred Fox, in leadership from the Mandan, Hadatsa, Rickover Nation, will also be giving an update on what the oil extraction tax has done right here. This is oil money in White Shield, North Dakota, $300 million worth of investment in the last couple of years in a community of 200-and-some people. Let me just do the math on that. It's just hard to even wrap your mind around it. Pretty amazing. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, by the way, and those new Percale sheets. I got it on good authority, Percale sheets. That's how you say it. I'm sticking with it. Percale, everything. No, it's Percale. I'm going with Mike Lindell's presentation. Biggest sheet sale of the year. These sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, all on sale. Like the queen size would regularly be $89.98. Now it's only $39.98 if you use the promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T, SCOTT, at MyPillow.com, at MyStore.com, at FrankSpeech.com. The coffee's here now, too. Best coffee in the world. And, of course, you're helping Mike Lindell take on the woke swamp, trying to go state by state and saying, wait a minute, you had a constitution, why'd you shred it? How do you verify these machines? That's what you're helping. Also is Recovery Network. As we know, he wrote a book called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you buy the sheets, you get the book too, so check that out. And when they're gone on these sheets. The Percale sheets, they're breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel. They're perfect for summer. They come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. They tell me every time you wash them, they get softer. And they breathe, and they're wicking, so they pull some of that perspiration off you, too. It's an incredible offer. Limited supplies. Order now. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Texter, Kelly Armstrong voted for the marriage bill. He's a rhino. You're speaking, I believe, of the legislation that passed the U.S. House that would codify marriage law by state if one state recognizes it, the other state recognizes it. I have to tell you, I'm so sick of the federal government thinking they know best on everything, and this would be another prime example. Can somebody do me a favor and tell me why the government has anything to do with the marriage business? Isn't this a church deal? And if I understand this new law correctly, it's not a law yet, by the way. It was voted on the House, not voted on by the Senate yet, but certainly you'd think with a Senate majority they're going to be able to pull this off. I don't know. Hope it gets delayed there. But if Utah allows a polygamous marriage, North Dakota would have to recognize a polygamous trio that moves to Stanley from Ogden, but North Dakota wouldn't be required to perform or license the wedding. But they got to recognize that wedding as a legal wedding in that state. So that's really the that's the rub on this thing. You know, that, again, is government meddling in marriage. But Kelly Armstrong,
I think it has to do with taxes, too, doesn't it? Deductions and et cetera, same household, joint filing, et cetera.
And Kelly was one of 47 Republicans that voted in favor of that. So that's what the call is upset about. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 broad grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fatten up for winter tour. That's why I'm going to be taking in that Cook Fest today. Oh, you can't even believe how good the food is. And they're out there already working on the beef brisket, the pulled pork, the prime rib. And all these cook-off teams are here. They're competing. I mean, they're trying to get the Judge's Choice Award, the People's Choice Award. So 4 until 7 today, it's free. Free barbecue. Games and activities for the kids and a lot of fun. Come on out. Check it out. White Shield, North Dakota. today. If you can't be here, second best choice is to find yourself a PetroServe USA, because they've got pulled pork. They've got French dip sandwiches in Valley City today. Taco Mac at Harwood. Macaroni beef at 12th and I-29. Salisbury steak at the MP downtown Fargo location. Swedish meatballs in Glendon and lasagna in 45th Street location in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, any size fountain pop, 79 cents today. Load up on the America T-shirts for $9.99. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39, lowest price fuel around. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, on What's on Your Mind. This morning, a little bit of breaking news. President Biden tested positive for COVID-19. Now, they got to tell you from the White House that he's fully vaccinated and twice boosted and experiencing very mild symptoms. So, in other words, fully vaccinated, twice boosted, according to Joe Biden, prevented you from getting COVID, remember? For God's sakes, folks. There he is in the White House taking the Lord's name in vain. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Every minute of it. Every second.
I remember him saying, basically, you get it, the vaccine, you don't get COVID. What happened to that? So, anyway, Biden with COVID, that's the big news today. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see now. We had a 90-year-old fellow on our trip recently to Norway that ended up with COVID there, and literally a day later, after a protocol of therapies, novel concept, he was, you know, back up and at him, and after 4 days of isolating, joined the group again. So it's likely that President Biden will be just fine, and certainly we wish him well in all this. Dennis in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Yeah, you just gave a little misinformation right there, but what I'm calling about is last
what was
Friday,
what was my misinformation?
Yes, you said that Biden said that the vaccine would prevent COVID.
Do I need to replay what Joe Biden said a few hundred times? He was shaming people that if they would just get the darn vaccine, everything would be fine. They wouldn't get COVID.
No, that the vaccine would lessen your severity of COVID.
He didn't say that. Listen to the sound bites.
Okay, and that's what Fauci and all them said. And the Pfizer...
Oh, Fauci. 90. Well, if Fauci said it, then for sure it's true.
95% of the Pfizer vaccine is effective. 5% it won't work for them. And the Moderna one was 92%.
But my question but again, for you, when you say 92 and 95%, that didn't mean people didn't get it. I mean, how the vaccine was initially sold is no longer accurate. True or false statement?
Scott, you're wrong on that, but let me get on to my question.
Wouldn't answer the question. Notice that, folks? Didn't answer the question. Well, okay, what did you call about?
Yes, what I called about was last Friday when you questioned my information about Andrew McCarthy saying that Donald Trump will be indicted. It's the same as former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said that Donald Trump would be indicted. Well, would you please check into that and correct your statement that, yes, Andrew McCarthy did say that he thought that Donald Trump
I believe
would...
what I said was, Dennis, that I hadn't heard that they said that. Now, I don't think either Andy McCarthy, who appreciate, or Al Gonzalez, they're giving an opinion. They're saying, here's what we think is going to happen, and that this witch hunt and kangaroo court that Liz Cheney is running is going to ultimately end up in an indictment. That's just somebody's opinion. I hadn't heard it at the time you called, but what does that matter? It's just somebody's opinion.
Scott, there's another thing that you said that's inaccurate. You said that Kelly Armstrong was kicked off the committee. He was not kicked off the committee.
Okay, so you do me a favor, Dennis. Dance on the head of the pin and tell me why Kelly Armstrong wasn't on that committee.
Well, the reason why is because Kevin McCarthy pulled the three members after Jim Jordan and Banks from Indiana were kicked off because they could have been potential witnesses in the January 6th hearings.
All right. So, and then what happened is they said, okay, how about Kelly? No, Kelly's not good enough. Look, here's the deal. Nancy Pelosi didn't want anybody other than Liz Cheney and that other goofball from Illinois on that committee. Therefore, it's a kangaroo court. You're dancing on the head of a pin, Dennis.
Be on that committee. That's a true fact.
Pardon me?
Kelly Armstrong off the committee. Scott,
why isn't Kelly Armstrong on the committee right now? Why didn't they have other Republicans in the typical protocol of any?
Dennis, and don't interrupt me.
Dennis, okay? I'm about to give you a chance to explain yourself, but I want you to tell our audience why every committee that's ever been has had equal representation from Republicans and Democrats depending on their majority or minority status. Why didn't this committee have that, Dennis?
I explained that to you because Jim Jordan and Banks were potential witnesses into the January 6th hearings.
No, that's just two people. I asked you about the total makeup. I don't care the names, Republican or Democrat. Why is it a different protocol this time?
There would have been hearing, and there would have been five members selected, and Kevin McCarthy refused to do that. Kevin McCarthy also said that the Republicans were maybe going to hear their own and do their own investigation. Please inform me of what investigation they've had. Now, you totally ignore all of the hearings that have been going on and the evidence that's been provided.
Well, do you know why I ignore it, Dennis? Because every poll I've ever seen says 9% of Americans are following this very closely. This audience doesn't want to hear about it. It's a joke. I'm glad you're hanging on every word, but the bottom line is this is 100% truth. That committee does not have the typical balance of Republicans and Democrats because Nancy Pelosi wanted to decide which Republicans were on there. And if she hadn't played that card, Kelly Armstrong would be on the committee. Plain and simple, Dennis. Man alive, you waste a lot of time on nothing. But I'm glad you called. Steve's on the road. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple of times you've referred to Custer as General Custer. And I'm a historian, and Custer was a general who received the Battlefield Commission in the Civil War. After the war was over, most of those commissions were pulled back. Custer, at the time a little bighorn, was actually a lieutenant colonel.
All right. Yeah. So again, I think we're dancing on the head of a pin. Did he have the Custer? Did he have the label as general? Yeah. Was it later rescinded? Yeah. So I think we're both right, Stephen, and I appreciate the fact that you're a historian and you want to get it right. Thanks so much. Joe and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I just want to mention I appreciate you taking opposing views, even though I think the guy's a lunatic from Minnesota that you just had on. But at least you allow an opposing view, unlike the January 6th Commission and most mainstream media. So I appreciate that. But I do have one question for you.
Do me a favor, Joe, with your question. Hang on, because the music's going to start here, and I want to hear what you have to say. But, no, listen, we welcome opposing views. I got a blistering email the other day about somebody that thought the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline was the next best thing to, I mean, the worst possible thing next to, I don't know, the Antichrist or something. It was just ridiculous. And I explained how much I appreciate opposing views, but it's funny how many times I just as soon send a nasty gram or put something on social media. Call the show. Call the show. Be who you are. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi resigned on Thursday, putting Italy into a period of uncertainty as it fights surging inflation and an economic slowdown. Mr. Draghi's departure came a day after three large parties in his National Unity Coalition government did not back the Prime Minister in a Senate confidence vote. The killer of retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn has been convicted of first-degree murder Wednesday, ending more than 2 years of legal proceedings from the June 2nd, 2020 death Captain Dorn's wife, Ann, on CBS 4 News in St. Louis.
I heard the murder first guilty, and that's what I was hoping for, and that's what I asked for.
A jury found Stefan Cannon guilty of first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, first-degree burglary, and three counts of armed criminal action. Cannon will be sentenced September 13th. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Since 1908, started as the little plumber, just found a way, got her done, kept expanding, kept growing, and now H.A. Thompson & Sons touches about every corner of North Dakota and many parts of the upper northern plains, whether it's their link service to take care of all the maintenance, replace, repair, do all the work on major manufacturing and HVAC for major buildings, saving a lot of folks, a lot of sleepless nights because of that static. Do you know what that bottom line number is going to be? It doesn't change. It's wonderful. Same with indoor air quality. HATandSons.com. 28 before the top of the hour, we're in White Shield, North Dakota, counting down to the Bakken Rocks Cookfest, the last one of this 13th year, the 26th Cookfest. Ooh, I tell you what. Education session 2 until 4 in the community center. Barbecue, cook-off, entertainment from 4 until 7 tonight. Going to be great fun. Hope to see you here. If you're in Bismarck, if you're in Minot, here's your chance. About as close as you're going to get for one of these cookfests. By the way, a little bit of breaking news here. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley is saying he will not heed calls for an outside investigation into the deletion of email accounts belonging to late Republican Attorney General Wayne Stengel, which makes perfect sense to me. And, you know, the Democrats can meet in a phone booth in North Dakota. Let's just be honest. So when they scream and holler and jump up and down and act like, oh, this is something horrible, it is what it is. I mean, the email from Liz Brocker saying what she said and the actual deletion of the emails tells you everything you need to know. The loop has been closed. There's no whodunit here to follow. So nice try, Democrats, see first if you can't expand that meeting to a good-sized shed rather than a phone booth, and then maybe you'll be relevant. But, you know, ridiculous. Joe in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, quick question for you. I know they allowed Bill Gates to buy those thousands of acres of farmland, but on the Internet I saw, and I wasn't sure if it was true, I was wondering what you know, did an organization from China also have the ability to buy farmland here in North Dakota?
So what you're talking about are two different situations. One was the Campbell Farm sale up by Grafton to the a foundation or some kind of a group close to Bill Gates, some direct ties to Bill Gates. The question everybody has to ask themselves is Bill Gates buying that land because it's a good investment? Because he's got a lease back, and I forget, somebody told me it was a lifetime lease that goes back. So the Campbell boys are still running that farm. And, they're obviously made a business decision to sell the land and have a better return on their dollars, you know, leasing back the land that they once owned, okay? And it's passed muster. The Attorney General's looked at it. Everything's, copacetic. It actually happened about a year ago, and Ag Week magazine dug into it and found the records long after it happened, and it came out later. But it is what it is. You can like it. You can not like it. You know, some listeners have opened my eyes to it to say, you know, do we really know what his greater goals are? Kevin Pfeiffer joined us one day to tell us it's a very, very small amount of land that Bill Gates owns. I mean, in North Dakota, like 0.0001%, okay? And nationally, a very small percent. So he's not like buying up all this land. That's number one. Number two, different situation in Grand Forks. There is a Chinese-owned company, majority owned by a CCP member called Fufeng. Fufeng hired a U.S. site selection firm and went and looked at a bunch of different locations to put up a corn milling plant. Lo and behold, Joe, they picked Grand Forks. Now, not exactly the corn capital of the upper Midwest, number one, okay? And lo and behold, that selection of Grand Forks for that plant came after the Grand Forks Air Force Base was bestowed a new mission called an ISR mission, Intelligence, Surveillance, Reconnaissance. And a Space Force mission has been added to Grand Forks Air Force Base, and there's a collaboration going on with the University of North Dakota. So after all of that, the company called Fufeng says, yeah, we like Grand Forks. We think that's the place we want to buy some corn. Yeah, that'd be good. And we're supposed to believe that had nothing to do with anything. So there's a process underway right now. Senators Hoban, Kramer, as well as Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, who heads the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, have sent a letter to the Treasury Department saying, you need to do an investigation on this thing. And my understanding, I have sources that tell me the Department of Defense has already seen enough that they don't want this to happen. So the city of Grand Forks has an out with this developer. To the credit of Brandon Bochensky, Todd Phelan, and the leadership in Grand Forks, they had a lot of deal points. Road conditions, water supply, national security concerns, any of those things could cause them to say, we're not going to proceed with this. In the meantime, the company pays for all the due diligence and everything else, so the taxpayers of Grand Forks are not left in the lurch. And so we're going through a process right now to determine whether or not it's going to pass muster. I think there's exactly zero chance that Fufeng, a Chinese company, majority CCP-owned, ends up owning this corn milling plant in Grand Forks. I think the only question left is there somebody else that wants to do that and would replace them as the buyer, or whether this goes away because it didn't make sense in the first place to have a corn milling plant in that particular location. And Fufeng already owns the land. They already own the land. Now, they've done it the same way Bill Gates does it. They do it following North Dakota law, but if you ask me, it stinks to high heaven. And this is where I think we need some change in our laws. Maybe we say operators versus non-operators. I don't know. Somebody told me that idea yesterday. Burl Evans, actually, which I thought has some merit there. We got to do something. Here's my idea, Joe. What do you think of this? Kevin Kramer told me that Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends this week was interviewing him and said, here's the deal. Let's let the Chinese have 300 acres of land wherever they want it. If they want it by the Air Force Base in Grand Forks, great. One condition. We get to pick the location of the exact same amount of acreage in China next to one of their bases. You think that would happen, Joe?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. and I'm glad that, I was glad I called you, because at least somebody's looking into that. One thing I would add about the other one, on the Microsoft one, I did run their healthcare plans for a number of years. So I'd still be a little careful when you get too close to Bill Gates and Microsoft. I can't mention what I saw on the inside, but there's some things I wouldn't say online because I don't want to get sued into oblivion. But you might want to, make sure you know the devil you're getting into bed with.
Well, an analogy came from a listener of ours one day when I brought this up, because I was defending landowner rights in a business decision and saying, if I'm selling something, I get the chance to lease it back for life, and I get a better return on my investment. Joe's offering me $5 million, but company B over here is offering me $15 million. What am I going to take? And somebody called and said, Scott, think about it this way. You've been in the radio business since you were 12 years old. You've tossed and turned and toiled and had successes and had more failures probably than successes. And you get to the end of the finish line, you're about ready to retire. And somebody comes along and best deal you can get from anybody else is $10 million. And somebody says, we'll pay you $20 million. And one caveat, we hate radio. We think radio's stupid. We're gonna shut down radio. We're going to fire all your employees. We're going to make this go away. Do you still take the $10 million plus offer rather than the smaller one. That made me think. And that's where I think you're going with this, Joe, as far as the designs and the intentions of Bill Gates, right?
Yeah, right. And the problem is the person with character, like you might be, that's probably 20%. 80% of the rest of the folks, they're taking the cash and running, and then we're screwed. So that's why I think that's where you have, you know, constitutional representatives in place to say, I get it, but we're not going to allow certain things to happen. I think the state, people think the state's crazy sometimes with their, you know, their restrictions on pharmacies and the restrictions on farmland and so forth, but it's not that crazy. I've ran Fortune 500 companies for years, and I'm telling you, it's good to have local state control.
Exactly. And I think that's some of the wisdom that came from the corporate farming law. But the problem is corporate farming law is a thing because the big farmers have figured out how to game this system. and they support it. You know, the quote-unquote biggest of the big. You know, in my mind, we got to revisit that a little bit. And, you know, I just think the law now is not working as it was designed. Appreciate your call, Joe. Appreciate also your background, your wisdom. Right. Call again, okay?
All right. Thank you. All right.
Jason Pingree's next. Larry in Rockford, you're on deck there. Jason, go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. That's what I not called to talk about, but your last caller is correct, and I'm with you. I'd take the $10 million over the $20 million. That's the right thing to do, as there could have been somebody in North Dakota that I'm sure in Grafton that would have leased that land, but neither that's either here nor there now. But anyway, my point was yesterday you had a caller on there talking about Marxism, and I've been saying this and saying this, and I've even called and put messages on your phone and said, you know, all these big-time news media and all these people, do they not realize, even this guy in Minnesota that just called this morning, once they get what they want and they're used up, they're just going to put them in a chopping block because they don't need them anymore. Why would you sell out our country to somebody that can't they see the light at the end of the tunnel? When they're done with them, they're just going to use them up like old trash. I just don't understand how the American people can be this blind. And I'm scared for this country after listening to Joe Biden yesterday. Why do we even have a Congress if all he's going to do is put a pen to paper and tell us how to live? That's not a free country anymore. That's telling me, I don't care if you like electric vehicle. That's great. That's your choice. That's why we have America. But don't take my gas away from me because I want to drive a gas vehicle and it don't work. You had the guy from Minnesota. I knew about that truck in Minnesota a long time ago. They drove it up in International Falls. They drove it for 2 hours for UPS was going to use it, and they sent it back and said, this isn't going to work. It took us, it lasted an hour and a half at minus 25 degree temperature, and now we got to come back and charge it. The driver froze to death.
No, you're right, Jason. It's a boondoggle. It's a pig in a poke. And also agree with you related to something called the 10th Amendment that says this is about states' rights being trampled on. The courts have got to address this. Appreciate the call. I want to get Larry in here again before the break here. Quickly, Larry, what's on your mind?
Good morning. The deletion of email, I think it's totally to protect the state of North Dakota from lawsuits. I have personal experience in this deal. I know that my civil rights were violated and have proof of it, and that the state, from the disciplinary board to the Supreme Court to the governor of North Dakota at the time was John Hoeven, were all aware of what was going on, and they fought tooth and nail.
Well, again, we don't have to guess why Liz Brocker deleted emails. She said very clearly, Wayne kept everything, and if an open records request comes, we'll have all kinds of rabbit trails and have to turn over all of these things. So let's delete it before we get an open records request. So you don't even have to guess, lawsuits, whatever. She said exactly what the reason was. Pretty clear there, which is why she resigned. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins and Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins and Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins and Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins and Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business? Or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. Just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, yes, I heard you talking about the Fufeng corn milling plant. Yeah, I just wanted to add, there were about 5,000 people right here in Grand Forks that wanted a vote on this, and we were denied. We need to have a vote on this. I think a lot of people are against it, and you have a great day.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, that was an unfortunate turn of events because there was a signature gathering process, had overwhelming amount of signatures, but no process supposedly in the city's charter or code to you know, have a vote on a vote by the city council. I think to Mayor Bochansky's credit, they've said all along they're going through a process, and they may get to the end of this process and say, sorry, Fufeng's not going to be there. They're not going to be the owner. And I think that's what's going to happen. But if they don't go through the process, all of the funding that is coming from Fufang to do the due diligence, so it's not on the taxpayers, is threatened, because they'll then sue and say, well, you didn't go through your own process. You just stopped your own process. You invented a reason to vote. So I understand why that vote didn't ultimately happen, but I think there'll be a time and a place for that if, in fact, this doesn't end like I think it's going to end. So appreciate that call. A lot of text today on the program, and I haven't gotten to all of those, but somebody wanted me to tell a libtard. What's a libtard, Kevin? I'm not familiar with that term.
That's a derogatory term for liberal.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I think you know that.
I didn't, actually, but anyway, now I do. Yeah, I don't want to refer to anybody as a T-A-R-D, but anyway, tell this liberal to pull his lip over his head and swallow. That Dennis is a moron. Wow. That's. And then somebody else said he was a dumb donkey. What's a three-letter word for donkey? Texter says, hey, Pete here. Arguing with a Democrat is like telling a barrel racer she can have a brand-new Dodge Dually four-door diesel. You can't make it up, Scott. Keep hammering on them. All right. I appreciate all the support. We're in White Shield, North Dakota today for the final of 26 Cook Fests. This is, of course, the 13th year and the second one this year. We're in Trenton on Tuesday and White Shield today. 2 until 4, the Bach and Basics Education Session happens at the Ralph Wells Junior Community Center on Warrior Street. Trust me, you're going to love a lot of great information there. But the real fun to come is 4 to 7 here, free barbecue, live music by Reride, games and activities for the kids. This is a family event. Take the afternoon off, bring the kids up, have a good dad or mom moment with the kids, make some memories. They will leave with just tons of stuff, all kinds of goodies and fun things. There was snow cones, and the kids were having a grand old time. So that's going to be in the Ball Diamond parking lot on the corner of Sanish and Warrior. You will not be able to miss it. Thanks, Braun, Intertech, Cord Energy, ConocoPhillips, Crestwood, Holloman, Devon Energy, Enerplus, EOG Resources, In Demand Industrial Services, Hess, Halliburton, Marathon Oil, One Oak, Balon Valves, and Marathon Petroleum for cooking up the goodies today. I'm telling you, hundreds and hundreds of pounds of you name it, they got it going.
You had the brisket.
Right, brisket, baby back ribs, prime rib. You can't, it's just so good. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. You can find him at ndflagpoleguy.com. He joins us with his travel log to tell us how this summer of 2022 is going. Happy Thursday to you, Jim, the flagpole guy. How are you?
I'm very well, Scott. Thank you so much, and happy United States of America to everybody. You know, isn't it just wonderful that actually this country was built by people that are dreamed and created? Isn't it nice that we have beautiful homes and comfortable lifestyles because somebody dreamed and then they turned that dream into an occupation and then they were rewarded for that? They weren't out there trying to find some equality, and they're not trying to, like, hey, that's not fair, you know. They were just like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make me a better little widget here. And look at that. Now I can go to a baseball game and maybe take a little time off and go take my family to a barbecue, good old American barbecue. And isn't it wonderful that you're in White Shield? I love the Ricker Nation, and the all throughout that area are just filled with, you know, wonderful family-oriented people who have been so good to me and, frankly, so good to America. And I just am just overwhelmed with gratitude of being an American and following the Judeo-Christian principles of, you know, faith, family, and freedom and hard work. And you know, that's really what I'm actually at a home today, Ms. Haley Locke, gravel product here in Minot, and I'm installing her. Don't tell her if you're listening, because I'm putting her flagpole, and I want her to be surprised. She chose a beautiful, you know, 25-foot white flagpole. But, you know, just a family operation, and they worked hard, and they've succeeded, and it's the American story. They believe in science, XXXY genes, at least I think they do, and like so many others, we're just here celebrating the American experience. I'm working hard. I've worked all through the weekend, and I'm working all up until Friday, where I'm going to go see Kid Rock, and then we'll get back on the road Saturday, and just going to live the dream. And I'm not going to get bogged down by these people that are just all so uptight anymore, Scott. We're just going to go ahead and be American and,
amen.
And just live.
Well said. Well said. That's for sure. Enjoy the fair, Jim. And remember, folks, you notice something? There's a lot more flags out there these days because Jim the Flagpole guy has been at this a few years, and they
almost
are everywhere.
600.
600 flags.
Wow.
Across. Think about
that. Attaboy.
ndflagpoleguy.com, or you can call him right now at 701-571-FLAG. 701-571. God bless America. Jim, you have a great day.
You too, Mr. Scott. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless Jim.
You know, speaking of the MHA, too, the horse relay is coming up Tuesday at State Fair.
There you go. What going on?
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
291-381.